Krishnabhok Canto 9, Mathura, Chapter 44, Scene 5, Krishna and Balaram at Gurukula. It is customary, after being initiated in the Gayatri Mantra, for one to live away from home for some time under the care of an acharya in order to be trained in spiritual life. During this period, one has to work under the spiritual master as an ordinary menial servant. There are many rules and regulations for a brahmachari living under the care of an acharya, and both Lord Krishna and Balaram strictly followed those regulative principles while living under the instruction of their spiritual master, Sandipani Muni, in his place in northern India. According to scriptural injunctions, a spiritual master should be respected and regarded on an equal level with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Both Krishna and Balaram exactly followed those principles with great devotion and underwent the regulations of brahmacharya, thus satisfying their spiritual master, who instructed Krishna and Balaram in Vedic knowledge. Being very satisfied, Sandipani Muni instructed Krishna and Balaram in all the intricacies of Vedic wisdom, as well as in supplementary literatures such as the Upanishads. Because Krishna and Balaram happened to be Kshatriyas, they were specifically trained in military science, politics, and mathematics. In politics, there are six departments of knowledge. 1. How to make peace. 2. How to fight. 3. How to pacify. 4. How to divide and rule. 5. How to give shelter, etc. All these items were fully explained and instructed to Krishna and Balaram. The ocean is the source of water in a river. The cloud is created by the evaporation of ocean water, and that same water is distributed as rain all over the surface of the earth, and then returns toward the ocean in rivers. And so, Krishna and Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are the source of all kinds of knowledge. But because they were playing like ordinary human boys, Krishna and Balaram set the example so that everyone would receive knowledge from the right source. Thus, Krishna and Balaram agreed to take knowledge from a spiritual master. But after hearing only once from their teacher, Krishna and Balaram learned all the arts and sciences. In 64 days and 64 nights, Krishna and Balaram learned all the necessary arts and sciences that are required in human society. During the daytime, Krishna and Balaram took lessons on a subject from their teacher, and by nightfall, after having heard from their teacher, Krishna and Balaram were expert in that department of knowledge. First of all, Krishna and Balaram learned how to sing, how to compose songs, and how to recognize the different tunes. Krishna and Balaram learned the favorable and unfavorable accents and meters, how to sing different kinds of rhythms and melodies, and how to follow them by beating different kinds of drums. Krishna and Balaram learned how to dance with rhythm, melody, and different songs. They learned how to write dramas, and they learned the various types of paintings, beginning from different village arts up to the highest perfectional stage. Krishna and Balaram also learned how to paint tilak on the face and make different kinds of dots on the forehead and cheeks. Krishna and Balaram then learned the art of painting on the floor with liquid paste of rice and flour. Such paintings are very popular at auspicious ceremonies performed at household affairs or in the temple. Krishna and Balaram learned how to make a resting place with flowers and how to decorate clothing and leaves with colorful paintings. Krishna and Balaram also learned how to set different valuable jewels in ornaments. Krishna and Balaram learned the art of wringing water pots. Water pots are filled with water to a certain measurement so that when one beats on the pots, different tunes are produced. And when the pots are beaten together, they produce a melodious sound. Krishna and Balaram also learned how to throw water into the rivers or the lakes while taking a bath among friends. Krishna and Balaram also learned how to decorate with flowers. This art of decorating can still be seen in various temples of Vrindavan during the summer season. It is called Phulabadi. The dais, the throne, the walls, and the ceiling are all fully decorated, and a small aromatic fountain of flowers is fixed in the center. Because of these flower decorations, the people, fatigued from the heat of the summer season, become refreshed. Krishna and Balaram learned the art of dressing hair in various styles and fixing a helmet in different positions on the head. They also learned how to perform on a theatrical stage, how to decorate dramatic actors with flower ornaments over the ear, and how to sprinkle sandalwood pulp and water in order to produce a nice fragrance. Krishna and Balaram also learned the art of performing magical feats. Within the magic field, there is an art called Bahurupi, by which a person dresses in such a way that when one approaches a friend, one cannot be recognized. Krishna and Balaram also learned how to make beverages which are required at various times, and they studied syrups and tastes and the effects of intoxication. Krishna and Balaram learned how to manipulate thin threads for dancing puppets, and they learned how to string wires on musical instruments such as the veena, sitar, and tampura in order to produce melodious sound. Then, Krishna and Balaram learned puzzles and how to set and solve them. Krishna and Balaram learned the art of reading books from which even a foolish student can very quickly learn to read the alphabet and comprehend writing. Then, Krishna and Balaram learned how to rehearse and act out a drama. Krishna and Balaram also studied the art of solving crossword puzzles, filling up the missing space, and making complete words. Krishna and Balaram also learned how to draw picture graphic literature. In some countries in the world, picture graphic literature is still current. A story is represented by pictures. For instance, a man and a house are pictured to represent a man going home. Krishna and Balaram also learned the art of architecture, how to construct residential buildings. Krishna and Balaram learned to recognize valuable jewels by studying the luster and quality of their colors. Then, Krishna and Balaram learned the art of setting jewels with gold and silver. They also learned how to study soil in order to find minerals. This study of soil is now a greatly specialized science, but formerly it was common knowledge even for the ordinary man. Krishna and Balaram learned to study herbs and plants and to extract medicine from the elements. By studying the different species of plants, They learned how to crossbreed plants and get different types of fruits. Krishna and Balaram learned how to train and engage lambs and cocks in fighting for sporting purposes. Then they learned how to teach parrots to speak and answer the questions of human beings. Krishna and Balaram learned practical psychology, how to influence another's mind and thus induce another to act according to one's own desire. Sometimes this is called hypnotism. Krishna and Balaram learned how to wash hair, dye it in different colors, and curl it in different ways. Krishna and Balaram learned the art of telling what is written in someone's book without actually seeing it. They learned to tell what is contained in another's fist. Sometimes children imitate this art, although not very accurately. One child keeps something within its fist and asks its friend, "Can you tell what is within?" And the friend gives some suggestion, although one actually cannot tell. But there is an art by which one can understand and actually tell what is held within the fist. Krishna and Balaram learned how to speak and understand the languages of various countries. They learned not only the languages of human beings. Krishna could also speak even with animals and birds. Evidence of this is found in Vaishnava literature compiled by the Goswamis. Krishna and Balaram then learned how to make carriages and airplanes from flowers. It is said in the Ramayana that after defeating Ravana, Lord Ramachandra was carried from Lanka to Bharatavarsha on a plane of flowers called Pushparatha. Krishna and Balaram then learned the art of foretelling events by seeing signs. In a book called Kanara Vachana, the various types of signs and omens are described. For instance, if, when one is going out, one sees someone with a bucket full of water, that is a very good sign. But if one sees someone with an empty bucket, that is not a very good sign. Similarly, if one sees cow's milk along with a calf, it is a good sign. The result of understanding these signs is that one can foretell events, and Krishna and Balaram learned the science. Krishna and Balaram also learned the art of composing matrika. Matrika is the crossword section with three numbers in a line. Counting any three from any side, it will count nine. The matrikas are of different kinds and are for different purposes. Krishna and Balaram learned the art of cutting valuable stones such as diamonds, and they learned the art of questioning and answering by immediately composing poetry within one's mind. Krishna and Balaram learned the science of action and reaction, of physical combinations and permutations. They learned the art of a psychiatrist who can understand the psychic movements of another person. Krishna and Balaram learned how to satisfy one's desires. Desires are very difficult to fulfill. But if one desires something which is unreasonable and can never be fulfilled, the desire can be subdued and satisfied, and that is an art. By this art, one can also subdue sex impulses when they are aroused, as they are even in brahmachari life. By this art, one can make even an enemy one's friend, or transfer the direct action of a physical element to other things. Thus ends chapter 44, scene 5, Krishna and Balaram at the Gurukula. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.